Good morning. We think today is a perfect day to do a recording for the holidays. All of you are going to probably be getting together with family members and friends and people that you have been associated with throughout your lives and interacting in an enclosed or tight area. Yeah. And oftentimes during the holidays, people become very stimulated, sometimes by love and sometimes by some arguments or differences that they might hold in the way that they want to feel in their experience. The reason we're doing the recording today is we want you to understand that when you come up against what you would deem as difficult people or relationships that are not quite revealing to you what you would like to feel when you are engaged in them, you have to move to the preference and amplify the signal that you want to send to the universe in the way that you would like to feel by the feeling that you're getting that you're not liking the feel of. You can justify, we've told you this many times, that the feeling that you're feeling is what anyone would feel. That this, in fact, is a very difficult person or someone that I do not enjoy the presence of. We're never going to argue that you're not to be allowed your preference. You are. But you are also to know that the reason that you are presented with the opportunity to look at something that you are not liking the feel of in your experience is to reveal to yourself what it is that you really would like to see. And then go to the preference. Does this mean that I'm surrendering my power in my home? Does this mean that I am going to be dominated or controlled or somehow not able to express or deny myself the way that I am feeling? That's not what it means. It means that I trust in the way that I create in mastery, that when I move myself and amplify the feeling that I want to feel that has been born of the feeling that I don't like to feel, that I can actually change my own universe and therefore those that are interacting with me in it. You have to trust. You have to be able to know that you are the creator of your experience. And the reason that you don't feel good in your experience when you're interacting with those that are stimulating you is you have somehow thought that they're in control of your experience. And that really gets you aggravated, irritated, frustrated, because the feeling's between you and you. It's not really about the person, in fact, being difficult. It's about you viewing them in their control over you, you see. Who is controlling of you? Are you going to let every circumstance and situation that comes across your plate be the thing that determines by what you send out, what you get? Or are you going to decide by feeling what you feel about the person you're interacting with that might be difficult, and then choosing the preference or the feeling that you want to feel, and then trusting in the universe that I've made my selection, I've sent my new signal, I'm feeling good right now in spite of what it is that is going on around me, and I'm going to show myself the creator that I am. The way that I bring things to myself that I want to feel. And if I can't feel that way about someone that I'm interacting with, then I'm going to think about someone that is the way that I want them to be, that makes me feel in alignment, that makes me feel happy, and I'm going to flow all my energy and amplify my signal as I remove the one that is aggravating me and replace the one with someone that makes me feel in alignment. This is how you can trick yourself into it. You can't deny yourself and come into alignment. And you're not expected to. You have every right to have desires, emotional feelings about the way that you want to feel in those that you are interacting with. You're not expected to like everyone. You're not expected to give up your view of what you feel aligned to and like in your home. That's not expected. But you are supposed to take that view in the knowing that I've been shown something by this one that's not to my liking. And I know what I like now because of it. And I'm going to be a preference seeker, a master of my experience, and I'm going to guide myself to that direction. I'm not going to become the human and think, oh, now I'm going to give up my power in my home. I'm not going to get what I want. I'm surrendering to what someone else is doing to me or putting on me. That's not what's going to happen. You have to trust. You have to prove it to yourself. This is an opportunity like none other. Hear that. When you move to control over yourself in your experience by the way that you feel, by what you choose to emanate as a signal to the universe, you gain control of your experience. And therefore, what comes to you in it is determined by you, not by someone else, not by the idea that anyone would be aggravated by them, and therefore I have a right to be aggravated. That's giving up mastery, isn't it? That's believing that they're in control of your experience and you're not. And to some degree, they are because you've allowed them to be. Get control of your experience. Decide how you want to feel and find something to focus on that makes you feel that way. And watch the universe deliver to you an opportunity that doesn't make you deny what you want, doesn't make you put up with something that you don't want. It simply morphs your experience into something exactly that brings you into alignment. This is your opportunity. We want you to get a smile on your face when the one pokes you, prods you, irritates you, and evokes you into anger, irritation, and justification. Smile to yourself and say, I've got an opportunity here. I'm going to prove to myself once and for all that this one is really here to teach me about mastery. Mastery isn't laying down like a dog on its back and surrendering. Mastery is picking, choosing, and deciding how one will feel based upon what you are viewing. When you move to this way, the power that you flow from the universe, what it morphs in experiences to you, you're going to have it proved to you. And then you're going to become the master of your experience in all areas of your life. The only reason the one is here to aggravate you is to prove to you the master that you are. Prove it to yourself. Choose the signal. Don't deny yourself in what you feel. Know that there is something else you want to feel and go to that feeling. Happy holidays. Good day.